Burger King is currently experimenting with a new burger. The restaurant has been testing it in the St. Louis area and recently announced plans to expand that to 3 more American cities. It could be available nationwide by the end of the year. So the burger is called the Impossible Whopper, and it's exactly like a regular Whopper, except for the fact that there's no meat involved. The new product is from a company called Impossible Foods, and it includes soy, coconut oil, and some other non-beef ingredients. This is one of a growing number of plant-based burgers in restaurants and grocery stores, and our next guest says these meat substitutes are trying to move from a small niche market to a bigger market. Mark O'Brien is a professor of biochemistry and chair of the biochemistry department at the University of Buffalo. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke with him recently and asked what he makes of these products trying to move more into the mainstream.
Well, it probably reflects the fact that people are looking for alternatives to beef, not necessarily to become vegetarians or vegans, but certainly to perhaps decrease reliance on meat. You know, and that can be for several reasons, for personal health reasons, if someone wants to reduce their cholesterol intake. I think probably part of it is awareness of the environment, that agriculture has environmental impacts, and meat agriculture has a much bigger impact than plant agriculture. And so I suspect that there's some people want to simply decrease their reliance on meat for that reason as well.
I wonder, though, if the people who are thinking about either the environmental concerns or maybe just looking to decrease their meat consumption, are those the same people who are going to eat at fast food restaurants?
Well, that's probably a good question. And again, I think that is the market that these companies are going for. You walk into, say, a Burger King and you think, gee, you know, maybe, say, instead of having my Whopper that, you know, tastes pretty good, if I can, you know, have a plant substitute that doesn't have meat and pay a buck more, then maybe I'll do it. I think maybe to address your question, someone who's really serious about watching everything that they eat and are serious to control their diet, they might not eat fast foods, but I'm not sure that applies to everyone. I think if you look at the broader community, there's plenty of people who obviously do eat fast food who, you know, are, you know, probably moderately, could be moderately health conscious, but indulge now and again.
Scientifically, it seems as though there's been a pretty good evolution from veggie burgers of the past to what we're talking about now. I'm wondering how big of a development is it that there's now a plant-based burger that, by all accounts, looks at least like an actual hamburger?
Well, I think it has a big effect. I mean, if you take something, and as you said, you know, veggie burgers have been around for a long time. And if you're someone who, say, doesn't want to eat meat, you'll eat a veggie burger because you don't have an alternative. But if you now have a product that really looks, smells, and tastes, you know, more like meat, then even if you're not a vegetarian, you know, this may appeal to you as just another form of food that you're ready, you know, willing to eat.
How easy or difficult has the science been to get these products to where they are now?
Well, in the case of the Impossible Burger, they have an ingredient. It's called leg hemoglobin, which it's a legume hemoglobin, hence the name. And Impossible Foods has determined that what makes meat, you know, looks, cook in the way that meat cooks and look the way meat looks and smells and tastes, that it is a protein in meat called myoglobin, which contains a portion of it is called heme. And so this leg hemoglobin is very similar to the animal component that makes meat meaty and desirable. And so the idea was to take this plant protein, which gives it the properties of meat. So that's, I think, in the case of Impossible Burger, that's the big advance for them.
If these products really do take off, I'm wondering how big of an impact it could have on some of the environmental concerns that you mentioned just a moment ago.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, what is very clear is that agriculture, you know, in general, has a very large environmental impact, and it takes, you know, a lot more land to produce a calorie of beef than a calorie of corn or soybean or some other legume. And so anything that reduces the amount of meat that we consume is likely to have a positive impact. So whether these foods will accomplish that will be dependent on how much people eat them and how much they accept that and how much they will eat that instead of a traditional hamburger.
Have you tried one of these burgers?
I have tried one of these burgers. I've had an Impossible Burger, and I wish that the burger was a little less well done. So my burger was kind of well done, and so you don't really get a lot of the meat flavor. It just sort of tastes to me like a well-done something. I'd probably have a stronger opinion either for it or against it if my burger were medium rare, which is how I prefer a burger anyway.
But it sounds like you think it has potential.
Oh, I think all of these things have potential. I mean, I think if they taste what you know, a lot of it becomes, you know, what people want. And
sure.
if it tastes like meat and looks like meat and smells like meat and you can do the things that you can do with meat, then it will probably catch on. You know, again, it becomes personal taste as well as people's awareness. Because I do think people's awareness has changed over time as far as being concerned about the environment in terms of climate change and being stewards of our earth, that people, I think, do become more and more sensitive to that.
All right. That's Mark O'Brien. He's a professor of biochemistry and chair of the biochemistry department at the University of Buffalo. Mark, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.